First floor, the piano nobile. We have reached the piano nobile of the villa via the monumental staircase. This imposing staircase was not part of the original design, but was added in the 19th century. The villa originally had two pairs of parallel staircases, both outside and inside. Today, the symmetry has been broken, however, for the sake of greater monumental effect and architectural variety. The monumental staircase was created by partially sacrificing the apartment located on the west corner. The highlight of these rooms is King Victor Emmanuel's second camp bedroom, immediately to the left as soon as you reach the second floor. This is a real fold-up, portable bedroom, which Victor Emmanuel II purchased at the 1861 National Exhibition in Florence. The size of the furniture on display, a bed, a bedside table, a toilet, a desk, and two chairs, can be reduced by means of telescoping legs to fit inside the bed, which in return can be reduced in size, taking on a cube shape, to make it easier to transport and set up in the sovereign's tent during wartime travel. On the piano nobile, the four corners of the building housed apartments. Specifically, those on the side opposite the facade were reserved for the gentlemen of the villa. On the right, in the east corner, the Grand Duke or King, and on the left, in the north corner, the Grand Duchesses. The four corner apartments are arranged as two pairs, with each pair being separated, the first by the reception room and the second by the dining room. In the center, there is the Hall of Leo X, the heart of the villa. The furniture that we will see in all these rooms was put here mainly in the Savoy period and is of various periods and origins. In fact, it comes from the royal palaces of the pre-unification period. For example, from Colorno, the ducal palace of Parma, from Piacenza, and from Turin, and was brought by the Savoy kings to furnish the royal residences in Florence and, after the capital's definitive move, in Rome. The room we are now in is the reception room. Among the decorations in this room, we should highlight, on the right, the work by the neoclassical painter Luigi Catani from Prato, in which Lorenzo the Magnificent is depicted as he receives the model of the villa from the architect Giuliano da Sangallo. On the opposite wall, the same artist depicted the poet Agnolo Poliziano crowning the bust of Omer, attended by the nymph Ambra, while Ombrone reposes in the background. Both of these works are intended to celebrate the foundation of the villa, recalling its mythological and fictional sources, as well as architectural and design origins. These monochrome frescoes, produced in the early 19th century, had later been covered with cloth in line with the fashion of the Savoy period, and portraits of the Medici family had been hung over them. The wall paintings have returned to light thanks to the 20th century restoration.